the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can get us, of course, on iHeartRadio or anytime at RadioMD.com. Just look for, if you will, those that have been filed and indexed, and you can find any of the shows, I think, all the way back 11 or 12 years. Today's an exciting day. Obviously, the guest we have is just wonderful. It's iRules, How to Balance Technology with Slow-Tech Parenting, what every tech-healthy family needs to know about selfies, sexting, gaming, and growing up. Janelle Burley Hoffman, great writer. This is a wonderful book, whether you're have teenagers and are worried about parenting in this new era. I don't think I could have parented. I don't think my wife and I would have known what to do with all the new technology available. This is a book about the rules you set down, how you set them down, why you set them down, how you talk to your children about them, maybe how you talk to each other, your husband, wife, partner, whatever you want, about when to text and when not. I've learned a lot just by looking at it. And she's coming at 1:30 the hour this hour. And of course, I'm not allowed to talk about the second hour, but I can't resist. So Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? And Bridget will be joining us in the second hour. But this hour is exciting because we have a huge group of headlines from both this week and last week to go over. Sunbathing may have similar effects to a drug addiction. If you will, the 8 things nutrition experts wish you would stop saying about food. Obesity and diabetes risks may begin in the womb. Kids who eat the Mediterranean diet are much less likely to be obese. Vitamin D screening wasn't backed by a panel. They said it shouldn't be done on everyone, that everyone should make their individual decisions on it. But clearly everyone should get vitamin D screened, because 93% of us aren't getting enough vitamin D. My favorite story this week is actually, it's my favorite, but it's one of my favorites, is Washington State. Washington State has 2 choices that will ring true for you and your state. A 10 times higher rate of cancer among its population, particularly those who eat a lot of fish, or a decreased economy. That is, assuming you believe big business in the long-running and little-noticed debate over our fish consumption rate. You probably didn't even know that each state, the governor sets a fish consumption rate. And that depends on what amount, or that determines what amount of PCBs, arsenic, mercury, that run off your streets into your waters and then into the bodies of fish, or into the fish you import in that state, have, and what your chance of developing cancer is from those. If you will, Washington assumed a fish consumption rate to determine how cancer risks are determined for their population, that in turn sets water cleanliness standards. Now, this is all garbly gook, except for Washington sets for their state and their fishes what the fish consumption rate is, which allows how much mercury and other toxins are in their fish, and that fish consumption rate is 6.5 grams a day. That means if you eat, for example, 3 portions of fish a week that are 6 ounces, you get 18 ounces. That is how much greater? Well, it's 1/4 ounce a day, so they assume you're going to get 2 ounces. You're going to get 14 times the upper limits of toxins in your fish if you live in Washington. Now compare that with Oregon, which sets a different fish consumption rate. That is, the fish consumption rate is 175 grams or 6 ounces. So you could have a 6-ounce piece of salmon every day and still stay without cancer, much more in Oregon than in the state of Washington. Well, the Washington governor is now debating this. They set these standards every year, and there have been a lot of lobbying this year by people in the state of Washington for the FCR to be the normal rate of Oregon, to join Oregon. So this is a major defining moment for Governor Inslee in Washington. When he sets this number, the FCR will set another signal about his willingness to stand up and support human life as opposed to supporting big business. So we'll keep an eye out for what is going on in the state of Washington. Another major study, in fact, probably the most major story this week, and we're going to get into that right after the break, but I'm going to start with it now, is you getting a do-over and why it's important. Americans, if you will, those over age 65, the data is really remarkable. It has now more than 70% of us over the age of 65 have a chronic disease or are obese, and obesity is considered a chronic disease, but 90% of Medicare funding, 90% of the costs of Medicare go to people with two chronic diseases, such as obesity and diabetes, or obesity and smoking, or, if you will, the current chronic disease of metabolic syndrome that is so common, or asthma and smoking, which are related, of course, or low back pain and smoking, which are related. So the major issue, if you will, or the major thing is that you get a do-over. And that was a study came out this week from our own Wellness Institute, the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, and, if you will, Bill Clinton is the most famous person probably on his diet who got a do-over. But you can get a do-over, too. What he did is he reported on 198 consecutive patients that he followed who said, I want to go on your plant-based diet, which is not eating anything with a face or a mother. And what happened? Well, remarkably, of the 198 who came and visited him, and so it is a five-hour visit to Dr. Esselstyn. It's a one-time charge, if you will, for that visit. And I think it's paid for by a number of insurance companies, but in any case, it's a one-time visit. And in that five-hour session, he teaches you and your spouse how to have this diet that where you don't eat anything with a mother or face. So milk, that's out, or added oils, by the way. So milk, that's out because it came from a cow, which has both a mother and a face. And he doesn't have fish. I believe that you can modify this to have salmon. But this was a report of the people who could do this. And it was saying, of 198 people, the remarkable thing is 177 stayed with this for a mean time of 3.7 years. That was what the follow-up was. So they may have stayed on it much longer, as a number of people did. And in that 177, most of whom presented with chest pain, angina, and their cardiologist or cardiac surgeon recommending cardiac surgery, but instead came and visited Dr. Esselstyn, 177 stayed with the program for more than 3.5 years, and of that, only one had an event. That was a stroke in one of the 177. In the group that didn't stay with it, so 21 people didn't stay with it, 62% of them, or I think it was 12 of the 21, had an event. So this is really remarkable reversal. You get a do-over just like Clinton has. Now, Clinton, I understand, has modified his diet to include, since he got the reversal, he stayed strictly on the diet for about 3 years. Now he's modified it, I understand, to include grass-fed beef once a week. We don't like that, or Dr. Esselstyn doesn't like that. But in any case, he has modified it. But the remarkable thing about this is that most of the people who are able to stay on it will cover this in greater detail afterwards. We'll also cover stories like breast, prostate, and colon cancer, where family history tells you what you should do to protect yourself. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Health Radio, on RadioMD.com, rather, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.